Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. We have two beautiful guests here with us. You guys want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia. We are the podcast Pretty Basic.
Yes.
And we're back. We did a swap. And I cannot lie. You guys left and I was like, I really liked them. Like,
I know.
Most guests. I feel like we would have been friends without YouTube. And that's how I always judge like friendships when it comes to social media. I'm like, I feel like even without everything, like, we could get coffee and talk for hours.
Yes, I told JC, I'm like, I want them to move to Orange County.
Literally.
Yeah. That's our dream. That's our pact. We're going to have babies and we're going to move to Orange County. Yes. And then we can all be neighbors. It'll be great.
Amazing. Yes, we have the Pretty Basic girls on here today. Like she said, we did a pod swap. It was lots of fun. So go listen to our episode on there. And we're going to have fun today.
Oh, today I just know it's going to be good because we're going to talk about dating and we're going to read your worst dating stories with Alicia and Remy. And we're going to all react, give you some, you know, dating advice from four pros, obviously. But also what we have to talk about, what's very pressing. Remy brought it up right before the podcast. And we said, yes, we need to discuss Mormon mom talk.
Yes.
Which we talked a lot actually about like our Mormon upbringing and a lot of stuff on your podcast that's coming out. So you guys should definitely go listen to that. But we were also saying, Chelsea and I were like, this whole thing that's come out with mom talk has made us realize like people are so fascinated by Mormon culture, especially if they didn't grow up Mormon or if they're like from a different country and they're like, Utah, like what is this weird land? And, you know? So we want to do a whole episode about like diving into even deeper.
To. Yes.
I learned so much from you guys being on our pod. Like, so it was so interesting.
But yes. You give like great perspective while also being so respectful still. So I think it was like the perfect case scenario.
Yeah. We were just saying this. It's so hard like to have a podcast because all of our family listens and a lot of people we know are still Mormon, are not Mormon. So it's like,
you're trying to please everyone.
Yeah,
and trying to be respectful.
For sure. Just like we would with any religion. It's like, just because it's so funny because we can talk. It's like a sibling. Like we can talk about it because it's like close to us. But then when other people talk about it, we're like, get a little defensive.
For sure.
Yeah, it's me with my sister. I'm like, only I can call her a bitch.
Yes, exactly.
100%. So, okay, I feel like most people are probably familiar with are you familiar with the whole drama on TikTok?
Okay, I wasn't for the longest time. I saw there was drama happening, and so I'd love a little insight because I know I'm missing a lot of the pieces.
Okay.
And then I heard about it through maybe a random TikTok. Then the other day, maybe it was yesterday, I got someone kind of explaining more of it.
So yes. Yeah, was it Hannah Kosh?
I don't know.
It
was literally like, what's going on for dummies? And I felt like it really like helped, but I still kind of don't fully get it.
So there's this group of girls, like Mormon girls on TikTok, and they would call themselves Mom Talk, right? Or like Mormon Mom Talk. Like they'd make these videos and be like, welcome to Mormon Mom Talk. Like
they're young and hot, right?
Yes. Okay. Extremely attractive young moms. Were not that all moms are not attractive at all. That's not what I'm saying. But Utah has a weird phenomenon where even when I lived there, you would go to Target and they are dressed to the nines.
To go to Target?
Yes. They have a certain vibe about them.
Yes. Ooh. Where it's like, it actually is in, I feel like a Utah tent is just way hotter than everybody else. You know what I mean?
They all, they were beautiful.
If you think you're a 10 in Arizona, you go to like BYU.
You're an
8,
you're a 7.
Yeah,
you're kidding. You're
you know what I mean?
I always felt like LA was like,
never going to Utah.
I always thought I could move anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the TikTok that I saw, it explained how everyone feels this need to be perfect,
yes,
even cosmetically. So plastic surgery is like huge. Like huge, yes. huge. And like there.
Yes, which is, it's so interesting because I feel that way even at church. Like you would go to church in Utah and the families, like, and not all, we're generalizing here, but like a lot of them would be, again, dressed to the nines where it's like they have five kids. They're all in matching cute outfits. The mom is like, you know, in great shape with the boob job, like yeah. blonde hair,
yes.
Eyelash extensions. Everyone looks perfect. And it is a weird phenomenon because it's like, it's this weird dichotomy of, you know, we shouldn't be focusing on worldly things, but
yes.
then we are in a way. So it's, and not that that's bad. Anyway, yeah. so yes, all of these moms are like super young and hot. And I think it just like catches, you know, people's attention. And then they would, a lot of them would do like satire videos. So they'd be like, we all have the same husband. Like just playing on like the fact
the
that people.
The clickbait of Mormonism.
Okay. Yes.
The clickbait
that
okay.
people
I'm following.
That Mormons are still polygamous, whatever. So they would like focus on, you know, those things. And there was kind of like this one girl who I think has maybe the most followers. And she would post a lot of like satire videos being like, you know, she's probably, I don't know, 27 years old or something. And she's like, I'm 50 and these are my daughters. And people are like, what the, like, you look so young, but it's like obviously a joke. And,
yeah.
and it's just for views and, you know, whatever. Yeah. So then she has a big following and she posts a lot of joke or satire videos. So then she came out and was like, oh, me after, you know, I'm making this up. I think she's 27. Like me being 27, going through a divorce and living on my own. And people are like, wait, is this a satire
yeah.
video? Is this
yeah.
another just thing for views or is this real? And then she went on TikTok Live. Let me know if I'm missing any details. I'm just going ham
well,
right
even
now.
Even before no, that, she said that her and her husband have an open relationship. So it was kind
oh.
of like little by little. She posted that they have separate rooms. And then a couple TikTok later, it was like the pros of having an open relationship. So then it was like little breadcrumbs here and there. And then it was the,
and
we're
then
getting divorced.
Yes. Oh. And then people are like, oh, I could have told you that. Like with the, because.
With the two rooms.
Yes, with the
yeah.
two rooms
yeah.
and whatever.
Wait, did you know that open relationships have a 96% divorce rate?
What?
Wow.
I mean, I would get
that. I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a crazy statistic, I feel like, where it's
96.
Like 96. 96. So
like
maybe there's like two couples out there who have not gotten divorced. But anyways, just wanted to throw
that's
that
a fun
fact out there for
yes.
you.
Thank
that's
you for the fun
tea.
Fact.
Anyway,
today.
So people when they were like, we're getting divorced, like, okay, well,
yeah,
we've seen that coming.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
But then she went on live. She went on TikTok Live and then a bunch of people screen recorded it and
of
stuff.
Of course.
And it's been going all over that she was basically like, yeah, so basically we're swingers. Like we all...
They're soft
like,
swingers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've been soft swinging with like all these different couples and people are assuming like, okay, you're talking about all these
yeah.
content creators
yeah.
that are on Mom Talk
yeah.
that have been joking for months about how like we share the same husband. And they're like,
yeah.
oh, it's not a joke now? Like, so basically she's like, we soft swing, we'll all have parties and we'll like get drunk and then we'll hook up with each other's husbands. Like not all the way though.
Just like they'll make
they'll
out.
They'll make out or they'll do other little things, but they'll never like
hence
fully.
Soft.
Yes.
I like know it all, but I'm still gasping.
Yeah.
I think it's
same.
Insane.
It's crazy.
And then she's like, so what I did, and it's crazy. Like she goes on TikTok Live and says this, and she's millions of followers. She's like,
oh my God.
So I caught feelings for basically like one of the in the group, someone's husband, and we fully went all the way.
Oh my God.
And she's like, we went up like to a room and we fully did it. And she was like, me and my husband had an agreement. We could do stuff with other couples, but we had to always be in the same room. Like,
huh?
And we had to be like watch, like being, if we could see it, it was fine basically. And so she's like
I understand not being jealous is like a healthy thing, but that's too far. Like
yes.
you could be in the same room watching them making out with someone else. I would murder.
I would be
going to jail.
Upset that I was there in the room personally.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be able to do that.
Ew, but then it gets weird because it's like you're getting turned on by that. And like, that's a whole like.
Well, that's
like,
a whole other conversation
yeah.
because it's like it breeds this. We were just talking about this in the car. It's like, okay, why did they feel the need to do, you know, why Mormons specifically? Number one, is it common? Because we're like, we don't know anyone who does.
No.
But
also not many people would talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So we're like, or is it a common thing and people are just never going to come out and say, oh yeah, we
I
do
mean,
this.
I've known friends who were in open relationships or like testing that out with their boyfriend, but nothing like this where it's like a, well, I mean, A group of friends. Mm-hmm. And they're all married. Like, I haven't really...
I think it's hard because it's also all being talked about publicly. Yeah. And then there's so many kids involved because they're all moms.
The kids make me so sad because it's like, I don't know. Then you just know, everyone knows your business. Like, they're not in school yet. I think they're pretty young. But it's like, if my parents were having all of this drama, spilling the tea about them with their friends and, like, those are my friends' parents, like... It would just be, it's a lot.
And I know it's common. Like, I know it's common, but I think for the internet, this is like a new phenomenon of like, you can't say, oh, with other friends because you know who the friends are. And granted, it could obviously be completely different couples, but when you're like, it'd be like you saying something about your best friend and everyone would be like, Alicia, obviously that's you.
Yeah.
When, yes, you have other best friends, but it's like, you know
everyone's
what I mean?
Everyone's just
going to
think.
Yes. Everyone assumes.
And then she went on and said, oh, it's not these specific people, but then.
So then it leaves the other group.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so it's them. And then some people aren't saying anything. So it's like, oh, are you guilty? Like, it's just this whole weird thing. And so then she basically said, like, I went against our agreement and I did that. So we're getting divorced. And she's like, there's other couples within the group getting divorced. There's two other couples getting divorced.
Obviously the guy that they're
Yes, because of other things. And anyway, so now everyone's like, the internet's sleuthing and being like, who are the couples? Which is kind of sad because it's like not our
business.
You
know what it is? We've talked about this too. It's obviously like people's real lives, but from the outside, it feels like any other reality show.
Exactly.
So like, they feel like characters almost. It's like, oh my God, who hooked up? It's like drama, whatever. Yeah. Oh my God, this is so interesting.
I know, it is interesting.
It is fascinating and it's crazy. And so, yeah, we've been talking for like, it's like you said, I think open relationships are somewhat common or like experimenting, whatever. But like it also, like you said, to have a friend group where it's like every weekend they get together and do that. I don't
publicly,
know that that's common. And then to talk about it publicly, especially is like a next level thing. So now I think it's almost taken Utah now to this next level where it's like, you know how we were just talking about on your episode before all this went down, how, you know, like the cream and the soda and like what's soaking. And now I'm like, oh, well, just another thing to add to the list of like very
Is it common?
Not what we know of. Well, I mean, I
like, obviously it has a name, but I'm like, is it associated with Mormonism?
No, I actually don't think it is. Okay. I think there was a podcast called the OC Swingers. Did you guys ever listen to that?
Mm-mm.
I think it actually is pretty common for everyone. I don't think it's specifically Mormon. I think Mormonism, like we were talking about in yours, like just breeds ways to like live in a gray area where we were like, it's so weird. These people will wait till they're married to have sex and then they'll start sleeping with other people. Like, what is going on? So it's definitely not like Mormonism is
specifically
not the thing that created swinging. I think it's like
that culture
worldwide,
of wanting to
even that like purity culture, like in tense. Yeah.
It's like they a lot of them, wait until marriage and then it's like they never almost like got out of their system their like party phase or something.
Yeah.
So then when they're married with kids, when most people are like, oh, I've already gone through like my
I'm
party
ready
era,
to settle down.
They're like, wait, I never got to do that. So now they're like, well, what can I do?
Or
I'm
even
bored.
Feeling like, oh, like being married will make me feel fulfilled. And then you're like bored and you're wanting to try an experiment.
Her live it was about the she was on a podcast.
Yeah, I saw
the
that.
7-year itch thing. Did you see her talking about that? She was like, oh, when you're in a marriage, and this is before all this stuff came out, they just happened to like put it up at this time. She was like, when you hit your 7 years of being married, it's like you have this itch of like you're bored of each other and all these things.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, I don't think everyone feels that.
Yeah. No, and the comments were all like, no, it's just you. Like, which is sad, but it's like,
I wish more people talked about it. It's like, they just don't feel it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. I feel like, okay, this is my opinion, and let me remind everybody, I am entitled to my own opinion.
1,000%.
I feel like any kind of like open relationship where you start bringing other people into it is playing with fire.
Oh.
Yes, it could work. Like I said, a 1%, maybe 4% chance that it could work. But that's just playing with fire, playing with emotions, and it's very likely it's not going to work.
Okay,
out.
But even threesomes, there's a general rule of like have a stranger be the third person. Like there's a reason that's a rule. You know what I mean?
Didn't we all watch Gossip Girl?
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're just bringing it's hard enough to be in a relationship with one person.
Yes.
Imagine bringing like another person's emotions and
yes,
all
and
that
heaven
into it.
Forbid you're in somewhat of a you're not fulfilling each other's needs in a little bit, and then all of a sudden you bring another person into it. Like how are they not supposed to go to that
the resentment,
know.
Everything building.
Exactly. It's
my
like if you want to mix things up, you can also do other things
totally.
Besides.
Yeah. My friend was like in this threesome. Let me know if it's too much and you can cut it.
Okay.
My friend was actually in a threesome and it was her first one. And she was like so like interested about like all the rules and all that stuff. And they had very set rules. Like with the couple would be like, oh, he can't.
She was
the third wheel of this threesome.
Of a couple already.
Of a couple, yeah. So it was very much like he can't like hook up with you. like, you guys can kiss, you can do anything but all the way, mm-hmm. but you and the girl can do it. Like, it was very specific, like, what each person yeah. wanted. That's and she was so just like, crazy. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's too many rules.
I feel like I'm just way too jealous. Like, as I'm thinking this, I'm like, no, no, no. Couldn't be me.
Never.
I mean, like, the second they, like, touch, I'd be like, you're gone. Yeah. Bye. Oh, I'm calling the police.
Same. I could never. But again, I know people who have, and that's fine for exactly. them. But like, not for me. Yeah. Yeah. Not. I would be too jealous.
Yeah.
I would cut a bitch.
At least we're self-aware. It's okay. We're not going to get ourselves in those pickles.
Exactly. I know. It's. I wonder what else will come of it, because there, it's kind of been at a standstill for a second now. And then there are also rumors that people are like, she just like wants to be on The Real Housewives. And
I heard that too.
And yes. so she wants like of Salt Lake City. And so.
Oh, I've heard that one. So good. Now I'm interested to watch it.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I haven't really watched it either. You've watched Salt Lake
Some
City.
Some of it.
A
yeah.
Bit.
I haven't. I'm not like up with it, though.
I heard she auditioned, but they said she wasn't drama enough.
Oh, my God. Stop. Yeah. Actually, stop.
That's what I heard.
No, but this is here's the thing about that, though, because I saw that clip, too. She was on a podcast and she was like, yeah, I auditioned to be like one of the housewives. And he's like, oh. And you didn't get it. And she's like, no. And then he was saying, he's like, you're probably not like drama or whatever enough. So people were like, well, that was kind of him saying that. Like, she could have that in the back of her mind being like, okay, now I want to create it. But it's like, would she really do that at the expense of her whole family? I don't know.
Wasn't that, like, that podcast was before everything came out?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, and then she was saying how, so this was another aspect, was people were, like, almost commending her, being like, honestly, it's, like, amazing how honest and, like, upfront you are. Yeah. And like, you're owning it. Like, you're literally being like, going on a live and being like, yeah, I messed up. But then other people are like, no, like, she's literally outing this whole group of people.
Yeah, I have a problem with.
Yeah, and she's like doing it for views and like
for sure
for like clout and money. So it's like, is it really commendable? I don't know.
You know, we're always trying to be on our health grind here at the What We Said podcast. Am I right?
You're right.
I'm waiting for the response here. And Daily Harvest has been a go-to when it comes to meals and snacks. Daily Harvest has all our favorites and they're delivered right to our doors, so we can keep our freezer stocked with options that are delicious, ready in minutes, and keep me going. Daily Harvest is just really, they come in very, very clutch, especially if you're having one of those days where you're like, I'm getting hangry and I don't have any groceries or something. It's just stocked in your freezer, such great ingredients. And we love it. So Daily Harvest delivers delicious chef-crafted food right to your door that's built on organic fruits and vegetables, like their harvest bowls, soups, smoothies, lattes, and so much more. They have options for any time of day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, dessert, you name it. And everything is always on hand in your freezer, like I mentioned, ready to enjoy when you need it.
And now Daily Harvest has a new creation that will make you rethink everything you knew about plant-based meat alternatives. So meet their newest collection, Crumbles. Daily Harvest's new plant-based crumbles are a savory, delicious source of protein made from ingredients grown in the ground, not in a lab. They're 100% built on plants and nothing else. So you can just saute the crumbles and make them the star of your next, you know, favorite meal, like tacos, pasta, salads, anything like that. My sister came over when I was really sick and she made me pasta and she added the crumbles and it was so good. As somebody who's been vegan for a long time, it is extremely hard to find healthy alternatives to protein. You know, sometimes you have these other meat alternatives that aren't so good on the ingredient list, but we love crumbles and we thank Daily Harvest for making eating healthy easier. Like all Daily Harvest options, crumbles don't just taste great. They're also great for you because they're packed with 13 grams of protein in each serving from ingredients like nuts, seeds, and lentils. So no scientifically engineered anything. Plus, they're gluten and dairy free. Give crumbles a try today. Go to dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid.
You know, gaps in the diet should not be ignored. And over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. And 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. I can attest to this personally, actually, because I did like a little blood panel a while back. And I think the only thing that I was deficient in was vitamin D. So I do believe this to be true. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women age 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But they didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin.
The results, Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in leading scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition. A published clinical study is a big deal and a serious commitment to a first-of-its-kind standard in this industry. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication so there's no shady stuff. We love Ritual. We've been using it forever. It's truly part of our daily ritual. A fun play on words. And I've had the prenatal. I'm now using the postnatal. I've used the 18 plus multivitamin, and they have it just for every stage of life.
Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/whatwesaid and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/whatwesaid.
After you left, left, I am now obsessed with the idea of jewelry. I literally went on every TikTok you have, and I was like seeing if you tagged, luckily you had just made one, and tagged Lisa Goslin. Yes. So then I went and I tried to buy so much. I'm just not a gold girl, and mm-hmm. like, it's so good on you. I just don't like gold. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for jewelry. So if anybody has any, literally I'm wearing this because of you now.
I love
like,
that.
I organized my entire jewelry collection. I was like, oh, this is cute. So I now I'm a jewelry girl after you left.
I love you could have texted her, but you just stalked your TikTok instead.
Yeah, yeah, just text for sure.
Well, your Instagram was, you don't have your Instagram. I was like, it's okay. I'll do my own research.
Yes. We love a self-sufficient queen.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Influencers, I feel like, always say that to each other. They'll do their research because they don't want to ask.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With my crazy neighbor back in the day.
Oh my God. So Remy's most viewed video on YouTube is this story time. Remember when those were huge? Mm-hmm. About a neighbor that she had who was like psychotic.
She
and
was crazy.
We were buds. Like, we knew of each other. We had each other's numbers. And for her safety, she obviously gave the woman a fake name. All I wanted to know was what her real name was. Like, I was like, I need to know what this real. I could have texted her. I didn't. Like,
she waited until we were best friends.
Years later, I was like, I've always wanted to ask
her name.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I could have texted, but like, that'd be weird.
I don't know.
Like,
it didn't change anything. It was no, years later.
I was like, I always wondered. I was like, I wonder what her real name is.
Can you finally tell me?
Wait, I want to know how many views your guys' most viewed YouTube videos have.
Oh my God.
And what they are.
I will say that one story time still to this day does so well. And I literally went to like a meeting with YouTube probably like 2 years ago. And they were like, we never see a video for someone from like so long ago still every year perform so well and be the top video. And I was like, should I delete that video?
It's such a good story. Like, it was like actually, it was intense.
Thank
I'm gonna go
you.
Watch it after
Here's
this.
The thing. I feel like story times could make a comeback. Like,
yes.
Couldn't that be interesting?
I love a story time.
Also, I love to, like, my favorite YouTube, I don't do YouTube that often. And I'm obviously in the presence of greatness here, but the YouTube videos I love to do that take the least amount of efforts is where I can just sit down and talk, because otherwise I'm like, oh great.
Oh, yeah.
I miss half my day, like,
for sure.
So I'm all for them coming back. That'd be much easier for me.
Just like, hit no editing required. Start, stop, yes. Done. 6 years ago, 6 million views on My Psycho Neighbor.
Wow.
Story time.
It's a good one.
It's a lot of freaking people.
What about you?
A lot of people.
I actually privated like all of my old videos. Okay. And some every now and then I'm like, should I just like unprivate them now? Because it was like a mental thing. I just needed like a fresh start. But I used to do a lot of like back to school videos. So my most viewed video is back to school pranks.
Okay.
Love that.
Or it was just funny pranks. Maybe it was just funny. I don't think it was back to school, actually, now that I think about it. But it was the first video I filmed after I moved into the house that I'm currently at. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, there's so many places I can film compared to my like really small apartment. And I think it's at like 54 million.
Holy
like, it is
at
so
mackerel.
Many.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, I didn't even make
it's like,
that
I
much.
I made so much money.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I made so much money. And at the time I did, but at the time it was like a 6-7 minute video, I think. So there was only one ad. There wasn't multiple ads. And I think at the time it had to be over 10 minutes. Now it's only 8 minutes to add multiple ads. So I really could have made a lot more money from that one.
Wow.
That's okay. Yeah.
That is a ton.
That
like,
is
that's
crazy.
Viral. You know what's so weird?
I was like, that's Despacito.
More that's like 500 million or billion.
Yeah, literally.
The most viewed video in the world ever.
That's so no, good. I was looking at my. I was thinking, I feel like, okay, well, you guys tell me because you're the YouTube pros. Is it pretty hard to like have a video just take off these days? Or does it still happen a lot?
No. Yes.
Okay, because I got into the YouTube game pretty late anyway, but I was thinking, I haven't looked recently, but I remember looking at like my most viewed video and I was like shocked at how low it is. I'm like, I've been doing YouTube for years and like, I'm kind of shocked. I think it's literally at like 300,000 or something. Like my most viewed video ever. And I'm like, really?
I feel like for virality though, it's like, if you're consistent, it's really hard. If you're just uploading like a one-off video, yeah. I feel like you have a way better chance at going viral over that than someone who's consistently
like
uploading
a vlog or something.
Every week or something. Yeah.
Really?
Even
I think so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like my vlog channel doesn't really have like quote viral anything, but they're very steady. So it's a very mm-hmm. dedicated audience. And I honestly think that's better than anything viral.
Yeah, I think exactly. So with your content too.
Definitely. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's like not even about
but
like,
it's interesting when you're like that's sleep.
No, my most viewed video ever on YouTube, 288,000 views. Doesn't that seem like you have one that's even higher than that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, I was going to say I have it where it's like my I don't really post consistently, so I don't blame people for not being consistently watching it. But mine's the opposite of the slow growth. It's like I have videos every once in a while where I'm like, how to do a tie-dye set, and it'll get so many views. Yes. And then my next one is like 1,000 views or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
and then you're like, oh.
I've never
like me enough to stay.
I've never really uploaded like a tutorial or anything like that. They're always just vlogs of like my life. So I'm like, I guess what would be?
Just searchable
stuff.
Which none of mine are searchable.
It's you like, going shopping goes viral. They're like, oh my gosh, I've never seen
like a Zara haul.
Yeah.
True.
But
true
like that. TikTok, obviously, it's so much easier mm-hmm. to just go viral.
Yes.
What's
yes.
your most viewed TikToks?
Oh, yeah.
I have like one that's at 12 million or something.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That is
crazy.
I don't have a 12 million one.
Really?
Mm-mm. My TikToks suck.
12 million is a lot.
Actually, I'm like. Trying to be TikTok famous now.
Yeah, maybe you could
go follow her on TikTok.
We can do like a tag us after this.
Yeah.
We got here early and made TikToks in the parking lot. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I love that. Chelsea, you've had viral TikToks too, a lot of them.
Yeah, but not 12 million. I feel like the most I have is like 3.8. I just actually posted one of my little brother, like with my baby, and he's 18 and he's a good looking guy. And the girls were going crazy.
Oh my God.
And I was just telling JC in the car, he's messaging me. He's like, Chelsea, I'm getting so many requests. Oh. He's like, I'm going to have more clout than you now. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay.
You're like, calm down.
Happy
okay.
for you, but don't become a tool. Okay. Yeah. Don't let it go to your head. He's like, this isn't good for my ego. I'm like, I know.
He's aware of it though.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Step
humble.
A humble king.
Step one.
Yeah. Yes. So I always just use people around me for clout apparently. I'm like, okay, well, I will be putting you in every TikTok video.
I like the one of you and your sister doing the dance.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That had to be like mega viral, right?
I don't think so. I feel like
it deserved it.
I feel like it's like I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I haven't had one go more than like 3 million though.
It's always the ones you don't plan.
But like that's the ones still 3 million views.
Yes,
that's
that is
still
a lot. Yes, and Madison Beer commented on it. And my brother, it was with my brothers, and they were so happy.
Oh my God, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy though? From that 12 million, so that was like at the beginning of quarantine. Guess how many followers I gained from that one
video?
Oh
my God.
That was crazy.
It was actually the craziest thing that's like happened my whole career. I gained 200,000 followers in one day.
Wait, can I see this TikTok?
From the 12 million. I'll show you after. It's just mine and Leif's love story. Like, it's how we met.
I remember that one.
And I think it was a very good one to go viral because it was, like, very personal. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the depths of, like...
It makes people want to follow you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because in it, you were like, I'm a photographer. I've always done... Like, I feel like... You
I was
talk
like
about
telling
what
my
you
life
do
story.
As well. So people are like, oh, this is very interesting. She's a very interesting person. I want to follow along. And oh, she has a cute husband and
it
they're a cute
shocking.
Couple together. And yeah.
200,000 followers.
It was like the craziest. I've never had a moment like that. Like I've done social media for so long and I feel like it's always just been like a slow burn, you know, slow build. And I was actually thinking, I was like, I feel like I'm still kind of paying for it now where I feel like I don't gain as many followers like abruptly because I feel like there's still remnants of those people being like, who is this girl? Oh yeah, I followed her when her video went viral. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's bad.
Because sometimes
just,
you have
like,
to keep
up.
I know.
Sure, you know?
That's what
there's
we've
pros
always
and cons.
Said.
Yes. But I still love, I need to humble myself. Everyone's like, I'm like, oh, my videos or my YouTube video didn't get a lot of views. I'm like, they're nothing cool and also nothing
no,
searchable.
But also when you compare it to 12 million on TikTok, like that doesn't feel like it has to be, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, on you, it's so interesting talking to TikTokers because they come to us and they're like, how do you do YouTube? Like, oh my God, it's so much work. Or like, I can only get like 1,000 views, blah, blah, blah. But they're used to 20 million
yes,
on TikTok.
Exactly.
So it's really interesting seeing like people trying to do both of them. Cause I'm like, I learned so much from that. I was like, okay, I need to do more like less sound bites.
Yeah.
More personal.
Yeah. Sure. It's like mixing it all in. I mean, I'm such a huge fan of TikTok. I feel like the algorithm is just like, you can't beat it. I mean, I think it was even better like 2 years ago as far as just going viral and getting a ton of followers. But I just think in general, you are so much more likely to be seen there than at any other platform at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially just, like
especially,
a one-off thing.
Yeah, for your other platforms.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I'm sure we have all felt burnout before. Basically, when you're, you know, it can mean different things to everyone. Sometimes if you're like working too much or if you're not taking enough time for yourself, it can just be overwhelming, life in general. And there have been so many moments where I have felt burned out, whether it be with work, my social life, like literally in every area. And sometimes you just want and need to like talk to someone and, you know, get all those emotions and feelings out so you can kind of like move forward with life in a healthy way. BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life.
I love therapy. Therapy has helped me through some of the hardest changes in my life. It's so nice to be able to talk to somebody. Therapy can be very helpful whether you're dealing with family issues, depression, anxiety, or like I said, big changes in your life. And BetterHelp is amazing because you don't have to wait in a waiting room. They offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy as well. And you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's customized online therapy for you. Our listeners get 10% off of their first month at BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. That's BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
If you're blocking off your schedule for some lazing in the sun, as you very well should, Macy's has the essentials that you need to master the art of the poolside lounge. And in my case, the backyard lounge. Leif has been taking a little chair outside along with a beach towel and headphones and some snacks. And he's been in his tanning era, which I can respect and appreciate, although I am still pale as a ghost and I don't tan. But, you know, we love the summertime vibes. And Macy's has got all the summer must-haves. They got tropical print flowy skirts and top sets, bathing suits, jelly sandals, which we love. And of course, like sunscreen, very important to me, towels, pool floats, and so much more.
Plus, from June 7th to June 13th, you can receive up to an extra 30% off of your favorite brands and 15% off all your summer beauty essentials. And you can keep it all effortless with Macy's Personal Stylist, which is a very cool option if you struggle with putting outfits together, if you have a vacation coming up, if you've got, you know, someone's party coming up and you want to have the perfect summer fit. Macy's.com/personalstylist is here for you. It's totally free and you can do it in store or from the comfort of your own home. So you can book your appointment today at Macy's.com/personalstylist. That's Macy's.com/personalstylist.
Go get your summer fits, ladies or gentlemen.
Should we get into these stories?
Yeah, let's get into also, yeah, your guys' dating life. Okay, we're gonna read your shocking dating stories.
I'm excited.
This will be fun. We do this a lot on our podcast, just like read other people's stories and stuff like that. But first, do either of you have you can either do a horrendous date story or a cute date story to like
your worst or best date
to give us faith in men or to
destroy our faith
affirm
in men.
That men are trash. Okay. Either works.
Okay. Let me think.
I feel like I don't have one main story where I'm like, oh, men are horrible. I think the biggest thing for me is the amount of guys who, once they see what I do, are like, oh, we should collab. Or like, oh my God, film a video. And I'm like, bitches. But all this is on dating apps. And like, obviously, especially ones like Raya, where it links your Instagram, like, then they can see.
Are they being like funny and facetious?
No, I'm like, either way, I don't like it.
Either way,
no.
I don't want to do a collab.
Either way, I'm like, No. I feel like I don't have any like actual.
Do you feel like being a big YouTuber, like, does that help or hinder your dating life? Like, do you feel like that makes things a little bit...
I feel like it hurts me,
I think
personally.
Hinder for sure.
Hurts me. But oh my gosh.
Because people have a certain view of you or you don't like that they can see stuff or what about it? Or they literally want to, like, be you to be their sugar mama.
I think I get nervous. I don't know. That was a good question because it's so common. I feel like I already get anxiety when it comes to like social anxiety or like meeting new people and all that kind of stuff. So dating alone, I feel like I was, even before YouTube, I definitely like was nervous to like go on dates and stuff. But that being added to it, like I'm very aware my life is not normal. I'm very aware that like some things are very not relatable. So like, I don't know. I feel like I get shy about it. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, don't come to my house. Oh, don't see what car I drive. Yeah. Like, oh, this is hot. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, one of my first date, I have a story. This is besides the point, but just answering this.
Okay.
when I first met my boyfriend, I, on the first date, told him that I was in marketing, I think it was, because I didn't want him to, I met him on Hinge, so that, like, Raya wasn't, yeah. like, nothing was linked, and I just didn't want him to, like, look me up, have any preconceived notions, I didn't want yes. him to assume things beforehand.
Or even when you're filming videos, like, are they watching? Because, yes, like, that, you, they're gonna stalk. If they find yes, it, they will yes, stalk. Of course, sure. And I, like, get it. Obviously. I would do the same thing.
Exactly. And I remember, I feel like,
but I just didn't want to talk about myself. Do guys also. Stalk? Or do they not? Are they too lazy?
I think they do.
Stalk. I think really? They do.
Maybe not as intensively as we do, but, like, they at least look a bit.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you can't help but have some sort of judgment beforehand, whether it's good or bad. So I chose to do that. And then I think it was best for me because then on the date, I finally was able to bring it up. And then he was really cool about it.
A soft
and it was
launch. Like social media.
A soft launch.
Like, you're like, actually, I'm very successful. Yeah. So.
They're yeah. like, why was that, like, so you make money? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good way, too, because I feel like if a guy, it's a good gauge of the guy. Like, Cal was really cool about it and was just like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, moving on anyways, next thing.
Also, I feel like a lot of guys have a stigma of what they think the influencer, like, is. Mm-hmm. And I feel, like, at least for us, like, we're just not like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like you going on that date with Cal, like, he would have never been like, oh, I want to go on a date with this influencer. You know what I mean?
Guys be condescending as before
yeah.
to me, like, crazy to me, like, in my apartment, like, we would be hanging out and they'd be like, oh, like, so you live here, or just like, oh, that's your car, like, ooh, like, just like being like rude about it,
yeah,
when it doesn't need anything, like, it's just like, yes, this is my car, this
instead
is where
of being like, that's awesome,
yeah,
they're like, oh yeah, you're so cool,
yes, it's
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I am, actually, thank you,
their ego is bruised,
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my dating story, this is not about my boyfriend Kai, I love you so much, but this was just like a silly story. I went to Hawaii years ago. I used to go like every single year, and I went on this Instagram with my best friend at the time, and we were stalking this Instagram. It was like a banana ice cream place, and there's this really cute guy on the feed, and I followed him, and because I thought he was just like super hot, and I like moved on with my life. We went on the trip, didn't go back for like another couple years later. I went back with you.
I forgot about
and
this.
We're walking around, and so he had followed me back. It was like this exciting moment, but then we just like mutually followed each other.
The
not
banana
a big deal.
banana boy
yeah. Is that what we called him?
Yeah.
I think we did call him banana boy. And
obviously,
so years yeah. later, I'm with her, we're just walking around. I had told her, like, oh, he's really cute, but like literally never met him, don't know him at all. Literally followed him from a picture of banana ice cream. And then we're walking, and then I get a DM, and I was like, I look at my phone, and we're freaking out, like, on the streets of Hawaii. And he had messaged me and was like, hey, are you walking around? Like, I think I just saw you. Which to this day, we still think he didn't see us, right?
I don't remember.
I was like, no way he could see us. Like, we were outside for like 20 seconds.
But also, if we were taking like selfies or something,
true,
influencers in the wild,
oh, maybe. Yes.
But regardless, he messaged me, and then I was like, oh my God, like, this is so exciting. And so I think I messaged him back, and I think we ended up, we first went to the banana ice cream shop.
He was
shop,
like, yeah, come on by.
And then
because he works there.
He worked there.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God. And so, like, we start walking up to the shop, and I got so nervous. We start like running away. Like, we're just being,
we're
like,
being little schoolers.
And we're like, I'm running screaming. Up, running away, running up. Finally, I go up to him, and like, I said hi. And then I think I asked him out on a date, didn't I?
You're like, we should hang out.
Yeah, I was like, let's
hang out.
Yeah, I was like, I'll get you a drink. Like, let's go for a drink. Like, I'll buy you a drink. And then we ended up hanging out. He wasn't 21. I had no idea. So he was like 20 or something. So we couldn't get a drink. So we got ice cream. We like went and sat on the beach and like had a lovely talk. I was like, this is a lovely date. And he was like, we should go hiking tomorrow.
You were so drunk leaving me though. That was the tea. It was so funny.
Like, he was so sweet and so nice. We talked about like his mom and like his family. I was telling him like all of these like vulnerable things about me, like on the ocean, like with the waves crashing. He bought me ice cream. It was so cute. And he's like, we should go hiking tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I would love to. Like, I'll check my schedule. And then I went back. Never heard from him again. Never again. And then we unfollowed each other later on. But that's okay. But that was
like,
my story.
I did tell you very vulnerable things.
Yes,
is
I think
the
about it
worst.
Sometimes. I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have gone that hard.
Yes.
But that's okay. I hope he's well.
They just walk away with like every secret. You're just like, ugh.
He's the one who's making like Mr. Miyashin tea.
Like, exposed TikTok.
Exposed Mr. Miyashin.
Oh, well. It worked out for the best. But that was just like a weird. I remember the whole next day. Remember I was freaking out.
I remember
out
you were
day?
like, is he into me? Like, he wants to hang out again. But it was very like anticlimactic for you. You were like, yeah, we went to this museum.
We went to a museum. See, I forget everything. We went to like a literal like photo museum, and like it was like
when the Museum of Ice Cream
like,
was really big.
So we were like photos, and he like it was empty. He like got us in and like did the whole thing. It was cute.
But you were very much like, he never held my hand. We didn't kiss.
Weird. Just just two friends hanging out.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I think we're buds now.
I would have loved to be friends. I would have gone on the hike.
I'm just curious if he was intentionally friend zoning or if he was just like, oh, like, I'll take her like to this. I don't know.
Regardless.
We always say, though, hiking is one of the worst dating activities, period. Like,
really?
Yeah. Just like, maybe it's because we're used to going on hikes in either Arizona or Utah where they're, first of all, sweltering.
Like, and Ryman is so easy.
Yes. But like, so hot and actually so hard. And I feel like guys in Utah are a different breed where they'll be like, let's go hike. What's the one that you freaking hike all night to? Immediately no.
Hike all night.
What's the one? You like, people hike there, they start at night and they like watch the sunrise. It takes like 5 hours. And people are like, let's go on our first date. I'm like,
no. Zion or something?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Even like,
I'd just be scared they'd murder me.
That's like, no. The other thing. A guy has taken, he got me on a motorcycle somehow and I was terrified. We're going up the canyon and Utah is like a legitimate canyon and it's terrifying at night. And I'm grasping onto him because
for a first date?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Whoa. And also, this guy had told me that he was like 16. Like his friends thought it was funny that like to say he was 16. And then he asked me on a date. I'm like, dude, you're like 16. What do you mean? And he's like, no, it was a joke. I'm like 25. I'm like,
that's like not
what
funny.
What is happening? No. He like showed me his like, I'm like, okay.
Like,
whatever.
I don't
know. I had a crush on his friend. And I'm just like, dang it. And the fact that he asked me out means his friend probably doesn't like me because it's just
I'd be triggered.
So I'm like, okay, but I thought he was cute, whatever. So we went, he took me on the motorcycle, was speeding up the canyon. I'm like, this is the night I die. This is my last night. And I'm grasping onto him and we get to a hike at night by ourselves. I'm like, I don't know you. And we're hiking up and also I'm like, this is not the vibe. I don't want to be hiking. Like, also, I'm not wearing hiking clothes. Like, I'm wearing literal combat boots at the time, which I guess maybe are good for hikes. But
how do you think this was a good date?
No, exactly. I'm like, why don't they think, just take me to get ice cream and take me home?
Yes.
Like, let's get to know each other, chat.
Let's share vulnerable stories on the ocean, on the beach.
Yes. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that was so dangerous to and he's like, you were really holding on tight. I'm like, I was fearing for my life.
You're
sir.
Like, I was not.
I'm not trying to like,
let's be clear.
Yeah. Like, oh, I must like you because you're holding on so tight. I'm like,
you're like, if I let go, I could die.
I'll literally fly off into the canyon. Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Okay. There are so many times I look back and I'm like, I should have probably died that night.
Yes. I should have had Find My Friends on at the very least.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like life is getting more scarier. Safe. No, I was saying with all of those things, like Find My Friends, like all of that stuff didn't exist. Or even Uber, like you can share your location. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's helping maybe for dating.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
I would hope so.
I hope so. Although, there's times where I'm like, if Rem was on a date and I didn't, like, okay, I have her, Find My Friends. I'm checking it. I'm like, oh, she's fine.
Yeah, I used to be really bad, though. I would, like, lie to her and say that I wasn't going somewhere. And then I'd get in the Uber and be like, off.
Oh, we all know where she was going.
Well, you were,
so I cannot connect.
Like, seeing a toxic ex or something?
Yeah. No location found.
I'd be like,
but at least you knew where I was going.
Exactly. Yeah. I think one time I screenshot his,
the address. Oh, that's
in case
so
I ever
sweet.
Needed it. Before you
started doing, I outsmarted you. You outsmarted me.
How long would it take if you didn't have her location? Or okay,
yes.
How long if you didn't hear from Remy? Like, how long would you be like, okay, that's weird. Like, something's up. How long would it take?
Honestly, I feel like longer than it should.
I think for you, a day and a half. It will if I checked into. If I texted and you didn't reply. Oh. A day.
I was going to say same with you. Yeah, I think a day.
I think
if I didn't hear from you for a full 24 hours and then like I texted the following day, I was like, Chelsea, and you didn't, I would literally freak out.
Yeah,
I'd
be
like, she's dead.
Yes. Yeah, from the time I text you and I don't get a reply, if it was like a few hours later, I'd be like, that's weird. Then I'd like look on Find My Friends, but I'd be like, okay, that's fine. She's probably just busy. Like if it was a serious question. And then if I like nothing on social media, the Instagram circle is like
it's gone.
I'd be like, what's going on?
Yes, 100%. That's so true.
I was just thinking, you know, in like all the true crime documentaries, they're like, they have a friend who's like, I didn't hear from her for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
A few days.
I gotta go do a wellness check-in.
Yes.
It's always that friend that comes in clutch.
Yes.
Ride or die.
Exactly.
Okay, let's read these dating stories hear all the tea. Okay. These are a few just short ones first. I once went on a date with a guy who told me he would have been disgusted if I finished all of my ice cream.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ice cream?
Also, they don't give you a gallon when you go out for ice cream. Like, I mean, even if you had it, that's fine. But, like, They
give you like a cup or a cone.
That was sad.
Yeah, and he probably finished off his.
Yeah,
double standard.
Honestly, bitch, is that
he would have been disgusted he couldn't finish hers. He wanted more.
She dodged a bullet.
That's such a good thing to hear on the first. Well, I don't know if it was the first date, but just hear early on, and like that's an intrusive.
Like,
thought.
Thank you. Also, clearly that's your future. Like, oh my god.
No, that's so great. I think that's great that she heard that.
Yeah, yes.
Because then it's...
But who has the audacity to say that?
Oh. Anytime a guy says anything about your food, you need to shut them down immediately. Mm-hmm. Anything like, oh, you're having another one. Even if it's innocent, be like, never speak about my eating or food again.
For sure. Okay. None of your business.
He told me I looked just like his mother whenever I left. And I immediately said, I had to go. Yeah, that's
right. Any
resemblance?
Have you guys ever dated like a mama's boy or someone who's like, has like a toxic mom? Maybe you can't share.
No, but my friend has. And okay. I like she was
a friend, sure.
My friend, all my stories, a friend, threesome. her boyfriend had a helicopter mom. Like insanity. And I was like, I couldn't do it. Like, and I have a small family. So every day I pray that I like my in-laws because I'm just like, oh my God, I never thought of not liking my in-laws. And I'm just like, oh my God, I hope I like them.
Mm-hmm. We have some friends who have crazy in-laws. Yes. And it's like really a lot. It's like a life struggle. I think a lot of times it's when if you're dating like the golden child or the mama's boy, like the mom's favorite son. Get ready, buckle up.
Get ready.
Because they do not like that anyone is stealing their son. It could be the nicest girl in the world. Yeah. And I just feel like they have this weird relationship.
No one's ever good enough for my son.
No one is ever good enough.
Have you guys seen that show? It's like a show on TLC.
Yes, Mama's Boy.
Oh my God. It's so sad.
It's so bad.
It's so, and they always pick the mom.
Yes.
And then all the comments are like, hope you enjoy spending the rest of your life with your mother.
Literally.
Truly.
Ew.
Why? Oh, wait. They have like a choice at the end to
pick
the mom.
It's like a show, yeah. It's either like the girl's like almost giving an ultimatum and it's like, you pick her or you pick me. And then the guy usually, like, they have, like, dates with, like, the mom and the son. The son's always just,
absolutely
like,
not.
You know, the daughter's or the girl's getting, like, ripped into by the mom. The son just kind of, like, sits there and just, like, waits. It's so bad.
It's like a toxic show.
It's
like,
so bad.
Between ripping families
it's
apart.
It's TLC always
They're
is.
Like, drama.
Yes.
TLC always is.
Always.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I went on a date with a guy who kept eating his paper napkin the entire time we were eating. He kept pulling pieces off of it in between eating his food.
Ew.
Got a vitamin C deficiency or something.
Oh my God.
You gotta run, sis.
That's just funny.
That's my strange addictions.
Yes. The couch, the foam.
Yes.
Everything in that show is terrifying. Eating rocks.
Another TLC.
Another
TLC.
I'm sure you know this. You know Trisha Paytas was on that show for tanning?
Yes. That does sound familiar. Yeah. It was like years ago.
And I remember watching that episode before ever hearing about her, which I thought was crazy.
Oh, me with self-tanner, though.
Jason's on there.
That's my addiction.
Would she do the beds? She would do the beds.
Yeah, it was the beds. My God. Tanning beds.
Okay, yeah, no. This boy wanted our first date to be going to the hospital to meet his newborn nephew and the entire family.
Stop.
No.
Not the entire family.
Not the first date.
There should be, like, in high school, they should actually have a first, like, a dating class.
Yes,
they should.
Where it's like, here's good things to do for first dates. Meeting the entire family.
Or, you know what? You know when they did the separate, like, chapels? Where they have the girls and they talk to the girls and the guys just go play dodgeball. That happened a lot at private Christian school.
Oh, boy.
Maybe then they could have said something.
I saw this TikTok of, like, satire, and it was, like, this, like, a church camp or something, and the girl was like, okay, so we're going to be talking about, like, modesty and, like, saving yourself from it. She's like, boys, you can go. Exactly
or the
that.
Youth leader.
Yeah, the youth leader. She's like, boys, you guys are going to go outside and play kickball. And then girls, we need to be pure. Like, just
literally.
We're going to go fishing, okay?
Oh, my God.
And then the girls,
you will be getting a talking to.
You guys stay home and sew.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. First off, I love, love, love you girls. You both bring the best energy and joy into the world. Long story short, my ex showed me a bikini photo of his friend's girlfriend and said, wow, look at insert girlfriend's name. She's insane. He really lucked out with her. I wish. I just sat there and looked at him.
All of us are speechless.
I hope she's single right now. I hope she broke up with him.
She said my ex.
Okay, good. Smart girl.
Have you guys ever had a boy say something like that? I feel like everyone has a moment where they're like their boyfriend says something like that.
We're
just
like,
I love like tan skin. I'm like, then break up with me.
I was gonna say I've had two separate guys, one I was dating and one I was like kind of seeing. Both say to me, like, I just love blonde girls. I'm like, then go date a blonde girl. I'm obviously
so
brown
dumb.
Hair.
They're so dumb sometimes. It's so bad. Yeah. No, not yet. Thank God. Nothing that I've experienced.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I feel like I think I'm good right now. Yeah. Blocked it out, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
that's honestly also very true, actually.
That's good.
A trauma response. We block out those memories. I was texting this guy all the time, and we decided to go to a cafe for our first date. When I went to order an iced chai, he said, make sure it's made with low-fat milk so she stays a skinny queen. I left right then.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
When he still calls you a queen?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, honestly.
I was gonna say the queen.
Yeah.
The you're queen like, made it funny as fuck.
You're like, stays?
You know what's funny, though, is he really thought he was, like, doing something.
He thought he was being a respectful king.
He thought he was being so funny.
So
watching out for
like
her.
Getting
brownie
points.
Like, I got your back.
Yeah, he's like, I get it. I won't judge you.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
That is next level. It was, she said at the end, hashtag slay.
Any straight men listening, if you're listening, just don't. That's not the way to call a girl a queen.
No.
Like, slay queen. No, no, no. Like,
skinny queen.
Not, or skinny queen, you know. Yeah. Like, queen, yes. And, like,
don't put your expectations in front of the word queen.
Yes, 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 yes.
I cannot believe he said that.
The only thing is, like, beautiful queen.
Yes.
Hardworking queen. Like, we like
or
those
like,
descriptions.
Bow down, you're a queen.
Yes.
Honestly, even if Cal called me a queen, I'd be like, are you okay? I'd be like a little confused, honestly.
I'd be like, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh. Okay. This is round three from me. I don't know what she means by that. Maybe her third story writing or something? Okay. I'll keep this one short. Basically, I went on a date from the cursed dating app Mutual, which you guys, do you know that about that?
No.
It's a Mormon dating app.
No one. Okay. Mormons. I was like, should I get on? Yeah. Clearly not. Okay.
Maybe.
Can she get a, what is it that you need for
friend
Riot?
Pass?
Yeah, like your friend pass.
Yes. Okay. So Mutual's a Mormon dating app. And the boy asked me if my body was capable of carrying children. Not out of concern for my health or anything. I'm like average weight and average height and look healthy. He just wanted to know if I was fertile already.
No.
Not only was I taken aback, I was pissed.
I'm sorry.
What a weird question to start out with.
I feel like that's also a very common thing within like just Christian or Mormon communities is like asking immediately like about stuff like that where it's like, are you fertile? Like, how many kids do you want? Are you going to be a good mom? And it's like, why do... First date,
you get to know me, and then you'll know. Yeah.
Like, are you fertile? Asking if you're fertile is actually kind of a next level thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The fuck?
That's a really invasive question.
Yes.
Also, that's the type of guy who would cheat on you so hard, being like, oh, I... like my God.
I'd be like, are you fertile?
Yeah.
You probably don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Common knowledge that I know. Am I fertile? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to get a cup, and I'm going to take it to the clinic and see if you're fertile.
Yeah. Then we can chat.
Yeah. Went on a first date to Starbucks. He told me I could order first, and I said my order. He goes, oof, high maintenance. There wasn't a second date, LOL. P.S. Don't settle, girls. My husband takes me to Starbucks and says, and doesn't say a word, even if my order is a little long.
Oh, see, I would not settle on that. I'm very complicated when it comes to food or drinks or whatever. Same. And I'm like, I don't have time to explain myself.
No, I deal with it. It's like people get so wound up about like making other people like, giving them any kind of inconvenience. And sometimes it's like, they can wait 1 second. Like, I don't have to stress out, be like, oh, I have to do a fast order. Like, let me just say, with oat milk, can you do light iced? It's everything. Everybody behind me in line is going to be okay.
Yeah.
The barista is going to be okay. As long as you're nice about it. Like, you could say, can I just have, like, I don't even, like, a cappuccino. And you can say it in a mean way. And that's more complicated than saying, like, can I please have this with iced milk? You know.
So. Oh, my God.
My seventh grade boyfriend broke up with me because I was, quote unquote, too high maintenance. So this one stung a bit. I literally had to Google, what is high maintenance when he broke up with me?
What in seventh grade are you like?
No, I get it. I was like, okay. After I got the Google, I was like, okay.
Noted.
You're like, something else to put into my identity.
Exactly.
Okay. High maintenance.
Okay. It's the TikToks that are like, if I'm too much, go find less. That's what you should have said. Yeah.
Then go find less, Johnny.
So go find less, Richard.
Love her, but leave her wild.
Okay, I dated a guy from my hometown a few summers ago for a short time. It was so short I didn't tell even my parents, but they knew that we were friends. 3 months after we broke up, my mom texted me out of the blue and said, hey, remember your friend from this summer? Just realized his grandma is my aunt. Turns out finding out you were dating your second cousin once removed is a good way to get over him much quicker.
Oh, ew, talk about getting the ick. Talk about getting the...
Wait. What does it mean by removed? Like,
it means...
So it's through marriage,
it
correct?
Means like...
through marriage, I think.
Okay, so. Okay. It's like a stepway. It's not like they actually were removed.
So they weren't
family.
They weren't actually so like related.
I think even removed is like not your
through marriage. Like her uncle married
someone else.
His age. Okay.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better, but still, ew.
I know.
But it's just I mean,
the thought.
That's funny. That's
what, you know. Oh my god. You know, in TV shows. What show specifically am I thinking? Oh, Gossip Girl, where it's like Serena's dating
I had that happen to my friend. My friend's parents, the mom was a set of twins and the dad was a set of twins and they got married. So it's like two. So
that
it's technically like
fine.
Wait,
why does
like
that happen
legal?
All the time?
Wait,
you said two sets of twins got married to each other?
Yeah.
Okay, Leif and I were just talking about this. Are their kids going to be literally identical?
They have the same DNA.
They have the same exact DNA.
They're
going to look
so much
alike.
So similar.
Crazy.
Wait.
I think they're actually technically siblings.
You what?
I think they are actually technically siblings.
Because they literally have the same DNA.
I think so, something like that. Have you seen the set of twins that married the other set of twins that live in the same house?
No. That's some swinger shit too.
Yeah. and they wear the same clothes. Yeah. Really. They wear like matching outfits.
No.
I think it's another TLC show. Probably.
Yes, I have seen this. That's right.
Wow.
Wait,
is it my turn?
Yes.
This was my first day after moving to a new... Okay, after moving to a new town for college, he wanted to take me to dinner. When he came to pick me up, his mother and his little brother were in the back of the car. His mother proceeded to talk about his circumcision at the table for about 30 minutes. There was no second date. What the?
Okay, and actually this happens like not all the time, but we've had people write in that like their parents will be on the date. Like he'll pick them up for the date and his parents will be
back. That's really weird. I'm like, did you actually think this was a date? Like did the guy think this is, oh, this is good, I'm gonna take her out on a date?
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Also, like that usually is like a big deal. Like, oh, you're gonna meet my parents after we are serious. It's like
not a first date.
Especially without
unless it's
even
like an arranged something. I can't see why that would.
He didn't
be
think
good
to
idea
interrupt
ever.
The circumcision conversation.
I'd be like, "Mom, shut the f-
I would.
He's
too.
Just like so happy about it. He's like, "Yeah,
that sounds like a helicopter."
Yeah, that's like the mama's boy again.
Also, why do they feel the need to like talk about weird stuff like
and
that
the brother,
about their son?
The poor brother that probably just like got dragged in the car. He's just like sitting there.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm not circumcised." What?
I didn't know. Honestly, people were like this weird.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know. No, I'm like, oh my God.
We learn a lot through our podcast. We learn a lot. Okay, this guy got my number and asked me to go roller skating the next day. When he picked me up, he said instead we were going to go to his team's CrossFit competition.
That's funny.
Apparently, he was the coach, so I sat in the bleachers while he ran around screaming at his team.
No.
Afterward, we went to the Wendy's drive-thru, but he forgot his wallet, so I paid.
No!
We went to his apartment to eat, and then he asked me if I could walk myself home because he was tired.
No.
That's the worst part.
I walked over a mile to my apartment and immediately blocked him.
No.
That's one of the worst dates I've heard, actually.
That's one of the worst I've ever heard.
But that makes such a good story.
I know.
Suddenly I was like,
oh, I kind of want to go on some bad dates.
Yes.
That's funny.
For the story.
I'm glad she's safe.
Can you imagine him not taking you home because he's like,
I'm
tired.
Also, he knew he had practice.
Yes.
Like, what? Not like, practice, it was a championship.
So unprepared.
He knew.
That's so much worse.
Maybe that was also him being like, oh, she's going to like see me in action.
But also if he's like has impressing someone on his mind,
idiot.
Bring your wallet.
Bring Wendy's? Come
watching
on.
Yes. I would get the biggest ick watching him like scream at people during CrossFit.
Yes.
Ew.
Also, him like searching for his wallet in the car, scrounging for coins.
Oh my god!
Literally, me in high school trying to pay for gas.
Oh my god!
This guy I was talking to took me on a date to a concert, and he went to the restroom. He was gone for a while, so I decided I'd head over to the restrooms too because I had to go. And I caught him making out with another girl right outside the restrooms. Come on! I guess we weren't necessarily exclusive, but we were still on a date together.
That's horrible.
That's like when people ask other people to prom and then they'll like hook up with someone else at prom. It's like, why did you ask me?
That's just shitty. Like, that's all I can say.
That just feels bad.
That sucks.
That is...
Poor girl.
Next level. Okay, I love you guys. Anyway, one time I went on a date with a guy. He showed up so drunk and an hour late. Yes, I know I should have left. This was before I glowed up in self-love.
Me.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I wanted to go back to his place to see his Rolexes.
Ew.
No.
Another time, I dated this guy who was slightly toxic, and he bought me a Bible because I was not on his level of spirituality yet. And if I wanted to keep dating him, I had to get there. Awesome. Now I'm with the love of my life, so I'm glad that those experiences led me to where I need to be.
You gotta kiss some frogs to find your prince, girly.
Yeah, you sure do.
Damn.
Sure do.
do, don't you? We've read some like crazy ones where they'll be like, God told me that like I deserve, I need to be with someone hotter than you. Like stuff like that.
Oh,
and it's like,
don't.
Did he really?
Don't put words in God's mouth.
Yeah.
Can guarantee you that. He did not.
Thunder
say
and
that.
Lightning come down.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So bad.
These poor people.
Wow. Yeah. I really don't have any stories.
Maybe we've been really lucky.
I no, but like, I kind of want some like spice. Like, I want to be able to be like, yeah, I have the worst story. Well, no, I don't, but I do.
I feel like that was so entertaining. I feel like it could be pretty easy. Just like swipe a ton on a dating app, yes, and like go on with like,
I feel like
a
Tinder.
Rando.
Tinder's real, where you'll find the
I've
good
never
ones.
I was going to say
all my worst
Tinder
ones came from Tinder.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. When I actually like so many pop into my head while I'm like, okay, I really was letting anybody in at that time.
We've all been there.
Another one.
Just
thank
trying
you
out anything.
Another We've one. Been there. Thank you.
Seriously.
Another one. Thank you.
I was dating this guy for 3 years and I found out he cheated on me 8 times that I know of. And I obviously started crying and he had the audacity to look at me in that moment and say, you are an ugly crier. I was speechless.
You know what's funny? Is the fact that you know she's saying all this. He doesn't hear anything and it's just like, oh, she's
ugly. That's like sociopathic.
Oh yeah, you gotta get out.
Ew.
Wait, there's more. And absolutely shocked. I didn't realize that I was being gaslit to the max. To this day, it is funny to look back and laugh about because we are not together, but I will always be insecure in my crying face. Wait, you guys, I have the craziest story my sister just told me last night. When she was in high school, somehow she's like on Twitter. She only had like 1,000 followers on Twitter or something. And you know Ricegum?
Yeah.
His people reached out to her and were like, hey, we want you to hop on his stream. And she didn't know who he was. She didn't like even know what Twitch was at the time. This was like years ago. And she said that they didn't tell her anything. They're just like, okay, we're going to give you a time. She's like, I started to look really cute. I like hopped on the stream. Cause she's like, I don't know why they want me on here. For reference, she's beautiful. So like, she was like, oh, like probably maybe they like, well, you know, just have like hot girls on there.
Yeah.
Talk, whatever. She didn't say that. I'm saying that. But anyway, so they brought her on and they're like, okay, here's the link. Got on. She's just got on. And he was just like, hey, like wasn't talking to her. And she's like, okay. Like, and she was like, I felt so weird. I didn't know what to say. But she's like, there were so many people in the comments and everyone started saying, what's wrong with her neck? And Abby's like, what is wrong with my neck? And she's like, literally all of the comments are like, she's kind of cute though, but like, what's wrong with her neck? And she's like, I have from that point on been so insecure about my neck. She's like, because I never figured out what was wrong with my neck. She's like, I don't know if they were playing a prank on me or something. She's like, is my neck too long? Is my neck too short? Is it too wide? Like, she's like, I have no clue. And I was like, oh that's God. Why I was looking at her Instagram because I was trying to see her neck.
I know. I'm like, I want to see her neck.
Maybe it was like a stream glitch and like there was like a cut, like maybe it was red
or something. And she was like, literally Ricegum. I'm like, Abby, I did not know you were on right. He's like the biggest like streamer on Twitch. I'm shocked. And she was like, yeah, he didn't even say anything. He was like not very nice to me. And he just was like, yeah,
this
yeah.
Is,
like,
I've never heard the story.
No, me neither until last night.
Did
and
we figure
like,
out why
crazy.
She was on ever? Did she like ask?
No, she just was like, she said she was like kind of talking to him. And she's like, so you just like play video games and like get paid? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she got off and she was like, I was so sad because I was just like, all of these people were like.
She just went on to be bullied.
You know. Yes. You know. He's like, yeah, just make sure there's hot girls on here.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I can't.
So crazy. I
How
was
did
like,
they
Abby,
even find her? Oh, on Twitter you
on
said?
On Twitter. Yeah. They must have like seen a picture of her or something is what I'm guessing. And they were just like, oh, like bring her on the thing. And she's like, but then I saw some of his other streams and they would have like actresses and singers on and they would like perform. She's like, why did they want me? Like, what am I doing? Is, what am I supposed to do? They
didn't maybe it was a prank.
Was, oh, it
yeah,
was it
maybe.
A wild
maybe it was.
And they're like, just say stuff about her neck.
Maybe.
Like waiting to be like, wait, what? You know, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because she was like, there's genuinely nothing wrong with
no,
her
there's
neck.
Nothing wrong with her neck at all.
Her neck
no.
is perfectly beautiful. I'm like, I don't know.
Was this a long time ago or more
yeah.
recently? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Maybe in the prank
oh,
era.
Oh, and she still thinks about it.
See, it's so like, we all remember. We all remember
That's
the comments.
So sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's so funny.
This is my last one. I walked up to him and he did a little jig.
Okay.
I should have left there. Nope. After an awkward dinner, he invited me in to see his place. I'm a people pleaser and felt guilty leaving, so I went in. It was disgusting. Food, trash,
ew.
Everywhere, laundry everywhere, every surface but the couch covered in something.
Ew.
So we sat, him on one end and me as far away from him on the other side as I could be, awkwardly talking through a movie. Finally, my bestie faked an asthma attack so I could leave.
A true friend.
He walked me to my car and went in for a hug. He attempted to kiss me. He went in for a hug, she said. So he like went like this and then tried to kiss her. I dodged, so he landed a slobbery peck on my cheek. Then he danced around the parking lot saying, I kissed her, I kissed her.
No, 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 no.
Are you dating Elf?
The jig was so good to start with, though.
I walked up to him and he did a little jig. That's how she started. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
No.
I feel that behavior. I love how we're just reacting. We're not giving any advice.
No, it's okay.
There's no advice to give. No, I'm glad she's out of that.
Yeah, I get the people pleaser thing because I would feel that too, but damn. Ew.
I feel like I always say now. Obviously, with age just comes a lot of insight and confidence, and it like makes me, it pains me things that like, because I felt the same way where I was always very much a people pleaser, or like if a guy, not that I ever even got super taken advantage of.
Like, you don't want to make it awkward being like, hey, I'm going to go. Okay.
Like, I remember this one guy, I think he literally was like, can I kiss you? And I was like, sure. Like, and now I'm like, I'd be like, no, I'm not feeling it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was fine. Like, he was nice enough. And he asked consent. We love that.
Consent.
But like, it's just those moments where, he's like, I'm going to take you here. And now I'd be like, no. But then I was just like,
I got something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. What are some good like ways you can get out of? You know,
well, I think you should have a code word with your best friend and say, if I text you the word, banana. I was gonna say pineapple, but that's literally the sign for swingers.
Like, peanuts.
Yeah, something like peanuts. Then you can call me and be like, hey, I need you to come home right now or something.
Yes. Also, I went on a date and I wish I said I had something later, even if it's going really well. My friend always says, like, leave at the peak of when you before you think you should leave is when you should leave a situation. So even if it's going really well, you want to keep it really well. So he's like still thinking about you. Right. Mm-hmm. But I wish I said, oh yeah, like I can get dinner. I just have to be home by XYZ, because I remember thinking like, okay, do I get another drink? Is he going to get another drink? And then he would get one. And the next thing I know, I'm like 3 hours later, I'm like, okay, we do not need to be talking. Like
yes,
I wanted to be like, okay, how do you move it? Like, okay, this was great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good to have it going into it. Like literally going into the date being like, yeah, exactly. Like I can grab lunch or whatever it is that you're doing, or drinks or dinner. I just can't be gone past this time.
Yeah.
Like give yourself like 2 hours. And then it's like, yeah, that was good for a first date. Mm-hmm. I think it's true too. Like leave them wanting more. You don't have to, I mean, if it's going well and like,
and you
things
are great.
Plans
canceled tomorrow.
Yeah, you're like, oh, but it's nice to have that out, or to leave and just be like, okay, that was really fun. Now I get to see him again. And it's exciting. I don't know.
Keep him wanting more.
Yes.
100%.
As you were talking, I had a date story come back into my head. Can
Let's
I tell it?
Yes.
Of course.
So I went on a date with a guy. This was the first time I had like been obsessed with every guy that I was seeing before. And then finally I was like, okay, I think I'm like done being obsessed with guys. And I went on a date with a guy, and then finally he was obsessed with me. So like the tables had turned.
Like,
and I was in the situation where I kind of had to be like, oh, I don't really like you like that. So that was like a weird place to be in. And it wasn't fun, but you have to be honest and nice.
Yeah.
But when I was on that date, we were at dinner, and he was so nice. We just, like, didn't click. And I get up to leave the dinner, and I was, like, walking away. And I forget exactly what had happened, but I was, like, he had left first. I was following behind, and I heard someone go, excuse me, excuse me. I turn around, and I see someone, like, at my table and scurry back to their table. It was, like, outdoors, like, a very small, intimate area. And I look over, and I was like, oh, I must have left something. So I walk back and I like look at the table and I don't see anything. So I look up to look at the person. It's two of my best friends sitting there in wigs. They sat there the entire dinner, listening in on our entire conversation. And I scream and I forgot exactly what I said.
No, it's on camera. I was not there.
They invited her.
I should have.
But they were like, she and my other best friend were like, don't do it. That's so mean. But they're like, they're my friends from like elementary school, middle school. They're like, no, it's so weird. And so I looked at them and was like, I hate you. And I like ran out with the guy. But that was another story that happened on my date.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's kind of mortifying.
It was hilarious, honestly.
Because you're like, you heard my like conversation.
You're
with
instantly thinking everything you've said.
Conversation, because I wasn't that into him. So it was like pulling teeth. Mm. But honestly, it was a best case scenario, because then it gave us something to talk about the rest of the night. I ended up telling the guy, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And like we laughed about it. And then it would only have been bad if I was, like, really, really, really into this guy and, like, nervous.
And he got, like, weirded out by it.
So it was perfect that I wasn't into him, but I forgot that happened.
It's so funny, because with people that you don't like that much, they tend to like you more because you have no guards up. So you're just like, I don't care. And then they're like, oh, this girl's so carefree.
Yeah.
Funny. She's so herself. And then those are the people you really like. At first, you're like, just
overthinking it all being crazy.
Cal, her boyfriend now. You weren't like that into it in the beginning.
Yeah, Cal was the next guy after that went on the date where I was truly just like, okay, now I've had someone that's obsessed with me. I've been obsessed with every other guy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just going to like be chill and have fun. And then that's when he came into my life, which is how it always happens.
Yes. That's how I was with my husband too. I was like, he was like obsessed with me. And I was like, I don't know. And then afterwards, the tables turned quick.
Baby later. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I have one more story.
Okay.
I met a guy on a dating site and he mentioned he was with his dad and that his dad wanted to say hello and that he thought I was pretty, which I thought he was kind of joking. We talked for a bit and he made comments about how fun it would be if him and his dad could cook for me. I was down for the guy my age cooking for me, but not the father. The guy my age ended up telling me both him and his dad wanted to take me on dates and that they wouldn't be uncomfortable with the idea of dating the same girl. I turned that idea down very quick.
That they would be comfortable dating?
They wouldn't be uncomfortable. So yeah, they would be comfortable dating the same girl.
Doesn't take her opinion into account.
Yes.
He's like, we're both very comfortable.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not. Bye.
Yes.
Wait.
What did that look like?
They definitely have had that conversation and were just looking for a girl that was like, oh yeah, I'm down for that.
I wonder if at one point, like, maybe the son had a girlfriend who ended up like hooking up with the dad or something. That's like a movie.
Hold on. Is this controversial to say? It's giving like Jake and Logan Paul's dad vibes.
Yes. He scares me.
I actually don't know anything about him. Yeah. Does he do that?
Remember there was that controversy with Jake did a video or something a long time ago and
like kissed like a young girl.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my dad's gonna kiss you, and they're like, oh, the dad's the best kisser. And they're like, sorry, sir, he's very old.
That's awkward. God.
I mean, I love a DILF, but like, I can't picture
not dating the son as well.
Yeah,
yes. One or the other, you know.
We can date the DILF, not the DILF and the son.
No,
all the time. Absolutely not.
No.
That's actually like a crazy thing that I've heard about multiple times. Is like basically like someone. I mean, not at this exact scenario, but someone dating someone and then them hooking up with their parents. Like, or one of the parents.
Their parents.
Like,
swingers.
Sorry, comes back to that.
Full circle.
No, but I know of someone who, it was the woman, and she had a daughter, and then her daughter hooked up with her boyfriend. Like, the mom's boyfriend.
Oh.
And actually had a child with him.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's just
awkward.
Oh my
gosh.
Isn't
that really crazy?
So crazy.
But, like, I've heard of stories like that happening, and I'm just like, that is messy. You're involving like lots of talk about
the family reunions.
Yeah.
Imagine that daughter was like pissed at her mom and was trying to like get back at her mom. And then the next thing she knows,
baby.
She's
like, seriously. I didn't sign up for that.
Oh,
like,
man.
That's so wild. Seriously.
People are crazy. I love it.
Yes.
I love hearing this.
People are so the date stories we hear, I'm just like, wow.
And it makes us feel like we have the most like
normal life.
Yeah. Yes. Like,
no, I feel very, I'm like, uh-huh.
Same.
I'm a bad bitch. No, she's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I am as vanilla as they come.
Literally. Very wholesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That was so fun. Make sure and go listen to our episode on their podcast and just their podcast in general. It's called Pretty Basic. You guys will love them. They're a great BFF duo. Have you guys been doing the podcast for 4 years too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're in our fourth year. Yeah.
Yeah. We started around the same time. Don't you kind of feel like we're better than everyone? No, but like,
don't you feel because we started? Yeah,
so barrier. Isn't it like I feel like we truly did get in before a lot of people? So it's we just have so
we're so grateful.
So much knowledge too of just the changing space. It's crazy to see what it's become.
Is. I love seeing it like explode the way it has. I actually love when more people. I'm not even being facetious. Like, I actually love when so many people are getting into podcasts now because it's my favorite medium. So when other people are like. Starting a podcast, I'm not like, oh,
you're like,
no,
thank God.
There's not room.
I'm like, more people to listen to.
Yes, I'm like, good. To. I know podcasts.
So it's hard to find one you like because then you're committed. You have to listen to a few episodes. So I also love when new people come to the platform because I'm like, thank God. I don't have to like look someone
up. I have to search.
I already know I like them as a person, YouTuber, whatever. Yes. So
you like their vibe and it's fun. And I feel like there's a lot of, obviously, as there is with any like platform, there's a lot of diversity where like people just talk about so many different subjects. You can find a podcast for anything. And I just love it. Anyway. We love podcasting. You good, Chelsea? Chelsea did have a cough attack. She did have a cough attack.
Ooh, sorry. I just don't know if my voice is going to sound normal.
That's okay.
It's like caught in my throat.
So anyway, go listen to Pretty Basic, you guys. Go follow. Actually, tell them your usernames really fast, too, so they can follow you.
Mine is Alicia Marie.
On everything?
Loves it. Alicia Marie Vlogs.
Alicia Marie Vlogs. Alicia Marie on YouTube. Alicia Marie Are you selling a shroom blog? I have a clothing brand with my sister, Parallel Apparel.
Yes. I am Miss Remy Ashton and Rem Life. Follow me on TikTok. Thank you.
Yeah. What's the TikToks you said you
wanted? Miss Remy Ashton.
Okay, TikTok, perfect. Alicia Marie. Please go follow me.
They're trying to get the TikTok clout, you guys.
Yeah, slowly.
Okay. Well, go follow our podcast. It's at What We Said Podcast. As always, we love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.